A bicycle built for five is slowly heading for Fairbanks. The Harrison family, they call themselves Pedowins, left their home in Kentucky on August 1st last year. Their goal is Fairbanks, Alaska. The family is pedaling north with three girls, ages 5, 7, and 3. They have less than 300 miles on their 7,000-mile journey. KTNA's Sue Dio caught up with them at the gas station in Talkeetna as they warmed up after a cold, rainy ride.
The Harrison family has stopped to eat hot dogs and sip hot chocolate on a cold, rainy day on their way to Trapper Creek. Their 14-foot-long yellow bicycle with its trailer draws spectators and gasps. The family, Bill, wife Amarence, and the three young children are near the end of their 7,000-mile journey by bicycle. Bill is the team captain.
First and foremost, deep down, I think we're both nomads, gypsies, Bedouins at heart, Amarence and I. And we've been talking about doing something in January 1 of last year. Out of the blue, 2009, Amarence said, hey, let's go to Fairbanks. I said, okay.
Once the idea was born, it took a while to figure out what the mode of transportation would be. Amarence found the idea on the internet, and the plan was hatched. They left Kentucky August 1st, headed to Florida and across the southern part of the U.S. The girls are quick to laugh as soon as they get warm food and hot chocolate. Bill says rain has been part of their life for thousands of miles.
In general, since we left San Diego, we've been in rain and cold the whole time, where normally in a lot of the spots we've been in, it normally is warm and sunshiny. So it's like this cloud has been following us.
He says that he has gotten angry in the past when people ask why they are doing the journey, reflecting on what he says America is made of. It's all about living a dream.
And so someone was asking me, and I was a little perturbed, and I just said, you know, we're turning upside down the Puritan work ethic in order to bring joy and laughter. And I said it tongue in cheek, but there's a lot of truth in that. We work so much that we're afraid to get out and enjoy. Now, we've worked our tails off on this bike trip, but we value laughter and joy, and part of a lot of our culture doesn't enjoy that or doesn't value it. So it's been kind of cool to just shuck off, you know, that work ethic that I've lived with since I was 14 years old.
The Quint Bicycle team will climb the Alaska Range and head through Broad Pass, make their way to Denali National Park, and then head through the Tanana Hills for their final winter destination. The family says the goal is to reach Fairbanks by August 14th. They have to reach the city by that date in order to firm up their winter plans to find a cabin to sit or rent. Bill will work on a book about their journey in the dark days of winter. The family will pack up in spring, buy an old school bus or other such vehicle, and head back to Kentucky, enjoying the sights with a different mode of transportation along the way. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio reporting.